Now let's discuss that further with Tony Gosling, historian and investigative journalist joining us from Bristol. Mr. Gosling, welcome to the program. We've seen these internal and domestic trials before, and let's not forget the segments of Israeli society that stood for the right of prison officers to rape Palestinians. My question is, what do you think in the deeper Israeli culture enables such crimes?
Well, the most shocking thing in many ways about this rape case is that the evidence got out. I mean, this is sort of thing is been going on, as we know. Most of the time, it's not filmed, and that film never ever sees the light of day. So that's number one. And number two is that officials within the Israeli far-right bloc government are condoning this sort of thing. In fact, what they've been doing is they've been condemning people for protesting against rape. Now, what country is it that is pro-rape? That country is Israel. So long as it is for an ethnic minority or an ethnic majority in the region that they don't like. So this is the sort of regime we're dealing with. And I find it beggars belief to me that in Europe and the United States, you've got a very powerful lobby that is also driving politics, military, finance in those countries to support that sort of behavior.
Yes. Mr. Gosling, what do you think drives that, the enabling of these crimes? That is my first question. And of course, the purpose of staging these sham trials is to diffuse international outrage. Will it succeed?
I don't think it will. Of course, much of what is happening now in the West and in Israel particularly is what we call psychological warfare. It's a media war. Those who commit these crimes and collaborate with the genocidalists, they wish to protect their own reputation and stay out of jail, if you want, and protect the brand of Israel around the world by using public relations, that is basically advertising. So they see the world's press and journalism as a challenge with which they can try to smuggle through their narrative, their message. And so they see something like this as, to begin with, this case going around the world, it's a problem. So what they're trying to do is they don't try to bury it. What they do is they try to take control of the way that it's explained to people. And they can do that by having a show trial, and that's what they do. So once the cat is out of the bag, as they say, so they try to make sure that they are spinning what we're seeing about it and mollifying people. But I would like to point out that it's well known within psychology circles particularly that prisons can become extremely horrific places, with the guards have too much power and there's no proper accountability. So as the funding for prisons, even here in Britain, reduces, so you get more and more abuses of prisoners by prison guards. And the most egregious example of this is the so-called Stanford University prison experiment in 1971, where literally within days, the prisoners who believed that they had been genuinely arrested, but the guards were part of an experiment. And the guards, very quickly, when they believed that no one was watching, they started to abuse the prisoners literally within a couple of days of the experiment starting, including several people having mental breakdowns, and there were some serious assaults. So this is well known that unless you have the right ethos in a prison system, that law and order can totally break down, and those who are at the mercy. This brings out really, I suppose, the worst in human nature. And that's what's going on, it seems, right now within the Israeli prisons which are holding Palestinians, many of which, we have to remember, have not even been on trial. So they haven't actually necessarily committed any offence, and yet they're being interred without trial and now tortured and abused, and some of them, of course, killed. So we need to understand that's the sort of state that Israel is.
Tony Gosling, historian and investigative journalist, joining us from Bristol. Thank you.